Before we get into our monthly reports and public comments, I need a motion to approve the audited payroll for the month.
So move.
Second.
Okay, it's been a motion's been made to approve the payroll. Been seconded. Any questions? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Also need a motion to approve the accounts payable that have been audited. if I could have a motion for that.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any questions for Carrie with regards to accounts payable? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So now we got that out of the way, before we get to monthly reports, I say we have Representative Summers. Albert, if you'd like to come forward and
sure.
Give us a report, we'd be glad to hear it.
Get too warm.
It might depend on how your bill turned out, so what do you do? And I didn't bring one for each of you, but it's kind of a rundown on some of the things that went on, just a little sketch. And Mr. Chairman, thanks for having me on such short notice, but I thought, you know, why I was here and had a chance, and before Kevin started, I thought I'd try to drop in and say hi. Really, if you take a look, and you can see why we run so hard, the first page, there was 503 total bills filed, 326 in the House and 177 in the Senate. So in the House, we worked 326 bills. If they didn't, unless the Speaker held some in his drawer, and there were a few of those that he didn't let out. You can see there 214 bills became law, 127 House bills and 87 Senate files. I think the back couple pages are kind of interesting when I get back there a ways. Let me get to it. Capital, the budget. Supplemental budget was $113 million, and about 75% or $85 million is one-time appropriations. So some of those things would have included, like, re-upping the fire suppression account. So it got all burnt up, so we had to put $15 million into that.
You just did 15?
Yeah, we just did the FINERPA money.
Right.
You guys are familiar with, that's one-time money. We had to add in for that particular piece.
They were shooting for 30, weren't they?
The fire suppression account, they were wanting to have language that would allow the account to build to $25 million over time if they had leftover, but they didn't ask for... Governor asked for 15, and that's what we gave. Probably some of the largest appropriations you can see there were Department of Health, $21 million, and in additional expenses. And what's noteworthy there that I think all of us realize as we get older, and certainly with a nursing home here in Sublette County, is the state is going to see increasing costs related to nursing homes. Because most people in nursing homes have to go in under Medicaid because it'll break them, right? That's just how it is. Most people divest themselves of their money to the home when they go in, or they burn it up soon when they're in there. And so Medicaid is a 50-50 pay on the state side and the federal side. And so nursing home care is escalating rapidly in the state of Wyoming as the baby boomers get to that age.
Mm-hmm.
So we can expect to see continued rise in the Department of Health, particularly as it relates to that issue.
So you're saying that this money, this $21 million, part of that is going to Medicaid, but more specifically in terms of Medicaid earmarked for nursing home care?
Yeah, specifically, and I don't have the breakout here, but a piece of that, maybe it was $6 million, I can't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
Was specifically nursing home care.
And that's not increased benefits, it's just increased expected
population.
Use. Yeah.
Increased population. Yeah. And we're going to expect further increase in that population as we get that big hump of population. It's that baby boom generation was big, and it's mm-hmm. it's becoming older and older. I'm the youngest. I'm like the last of the baby boom generation. And so it's for me about 20 years above me. And so that's
everybody at this table. Oh, well,
oh, that other than Tom.
I beg your pardon.
So I think that's something you all should kind of be aware of, and as you deal with these healthcare issues. And, you know, and the healthcare, you know, we struggle in Sublette County sometimes with our healthcare issues, but it's statewide. You know, Lander and Riverton, they're struggling to try to survive. Those hospitals are trying to figure out. It's healthcare in Wyoming. And the cost of care in Wyoming is really a difficult issue. And I don't know how we're going to crack that nut over time. Part of it's the way the federal government treats it, and part of it's just simply our small population doesn't give us economies of scale that other places in other parts of the country do. Capital construction was another issue we had. I think that bill was... $41.4 million, $23.3 million of that was general fund. The big end of that was community college projects. And on our end is Western Wyoming College. Their big ask was for mechanical and structural issues. And so Western Wyoming is kind of like, in a sense, kind of like the penitentiary, where it's built on expand. It's built on gumbo, right? Like we got everywhere. And as that gumbo rises and falls, they're starting to have issues in the structures. And they've had quite a bit of repairs. And I forget how much it is now, but I think $2 or $3 million in this budget for repairs for that. And I didn't realize that. I thought it was just something. And I didn't realize it was because of the ground, but I found that out during this last go-around. When
Geez, and they're up on a hill, too.
They're up on a hill, but... You've seen gumbo on a hill, too.
I've tried to get to the gumbo on the hill and haven't been able to.
Yeah. So, and then $600,000 was set aside for the Veterans Assisted Living Center in Buffalo. And one of the big items is we built a SNF, which is a nursing facility we're going to build a SNF for the veterans. And it will be in Buffalo as well. And so that's two different things. One's an assisted living, one's a nursing facility. The federal government pays for most of that, but in the end, we will, as a state, pay for the maintenance of it. That's the way most federal buildings are in the state of Wyoming, whether in the military. They build a building, we pay for the maintenance of the building.
And the personnel?
Yeah.
Just?
No, the personnel's mostly theirs, but it's split. It's, okay. Yeah. And the one good thing about the SNF, particularly for veterans, is they pay an accelerated amount of money for that veteran, that they being the federal government. If it's in a veteran's nursing home, then they pay at a much higher rate than they would for a veteran in a home here, for example.
Albert, was that very contentious in terms of deciding where to ultimately put that in Buffalo versus Casper? I know
Yes.
It was back and forth. What's your feeling or your personal opinion on that?
It's a tough decision. I think Casper, because of it's centrally located and it has a larger pool of people that they can draw out of for staff, makes more sense. But I personally get tired of the big cities getting all the state dollars, so I voted for Buffalo. It was as simple as that. I would rather see some of those state facility dollars, instead of going to Casper and Cheyenne, go to somewhere out in the country a little more. So, I think it made sense to me is because we have the Soldiers and Sailors Home there, and we have that piece of land is already bought. There's plenty of room on that parcel for this project. It seemed to make sense from that, and also transitioning those people from one to the other would be pretty simple. I think the hope is over time that they build a small SNF, one of those nursing home facilities, and then maybe they'll do some more in other parts of the state over time. you know, perhaps one in Rock Springs, and kind of spread those around so the veterans can be closer to where their relatives are.
Yeah.
In more regional offerings. And you know, I think the biggest, you know, I had three bills pass, and one was a brand bill, one was a broadband bill, and one was a preference bill. But I think the biggest win I had, and we the county had, and I know that you've talked to McKinley on this, or will have by the end of the day, was the fact that we were able to amend Senate File 118.
We just had that conversation.
And really fix that problem out after 2021.
Good job.
And that was a lot of things fell in place, and it was an interesting deal.
It took you 3 years.
It took me 3 years. Yeah.
But thank you for your help.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on the health front, Fred Baldwin, and I see Wendy back there. I actually handed him that bill, and he ran it from the Senate, and I was a co-sponsor, and that was basically to put out that date.
Extend the deadline.
Yeah.
Right.
On the clinics.
Good.
So we have 3 more years, I think it is, to work on that. And so from that perspective, you know, the counties didn't and the towns didn't get any more money, and they didn't get any more opportunity to raise their own money through any kind of tax. The tax that failed that I thought was kind of a no-brainer was the corporate tax on Walmart stores.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not going to tax anybody in the state of Wyoming, you know, other than a couple of corporations.
It would save some of those corporations money because their tax base would have been less here than outside the state.
And then somebody said, well, gosh, what if Walmart pulled out of the state and then, well, maybe we'd get our stores back, our little stores back in our towns, too.
It's like the windmills, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, I thought that was short-sighted on our behalf not to get that done. It was, but there was a lot of lobbying pressure at the end of the game on it.
Speaking of that, and not to put you on the spot because you and I have had the conversation, but with regards to lobbying pressure, it's disappointing when we go to the WCCA and consider a number of bills that we want to either approve, disapprove, or see where the other counties stand. It's disappointing when you have a particular bill that every county in the state opposed, yet the legislator still managed to pass. And I'm speaking about Senate File 49. Disappointment in the process, and I think that speaks directly to outside interest or lobbyists or whatever. Just if you get a chance to discuss that with your colleagues, I'm sure other commissioners will be saying the same thing.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I voted against. You know, I spoke on it, run multiple amendments trying to either fix it or kill it.
Yeah.
And when you got a billionaire that gives lots of money to the Republican Party and then the party came out in support of that bill for whatever reason, I have no idea. But it was just impossible to whip that one.
Yeah, it's just disappointing. I had better hopes than the state size of Wyoming, that the local process worked a little bit more, carried more weight in that process. It kind of diminishes our idea of going to Casper and trying to have input when you can get overplayed by outside lobbyists and money. But I understand that's part of the process. I know that's how it works. But
yeah, it is how it works. It's you've got to out-lobby them, and you guys did a pretty good job. I mean, you guys were pretty active and put a lot of pressure on some people that needed the pressure put on them. But in the end, you know, I think the final vote was 33 or 34, I can't remember, but it was really as close as 31 votes at one time I think I could have got, but I couldn't get over the hump. Yeah. I worked it really hard.
It's also disappointing when you have a state that prides itself in trying to
local control.
Maintain local control and not give it away to Big Brother to do just that because of money.
Yeah.
I ventilated. I feel better.
Good. good. Okay. I mean, we continually override local control at the state level.
Yeah. So what about your broadband bill? What's
so it raises, you know, it won't be affected to July 1st because that's kind of what it's going in place, and the effective date is July 1st. But it raises that speed from 10.1 to 24.3 for residential, which I think will make it easier to get grant money out of that grant pot to different to more areas of the state. And then I moved I was successful in moving $3 million out of that account to the BRC for rural broadband and business corridors. And so, but no project can take more than half of that pool. So I would expect that Sublette County would be, we'd be able to be able to look at $1.5 million of that plus other BRC money that's there.
Your broadband money.
Yeah. And when will that money be available?
That was in the budget, and I think the budget goes into effect July 1st as well.
So that money, in essence, comes out of the $10 million that was in the state broadband?
Yeah.
So they have less to work with?
Yeah.
So if we were to get half of their money, that's half less we would get?
Yeah. So
okay, I'm just trying to manipulate the numbers.
Yeah. I think it was, what I was worried about is that there was a move made, in the end the governor vetoed it, but there was a move made to tie up some of the BRC money that exists until you get a report, blah, blah, blah. And I was worried that because of the way, you know, they allocate that money, that there wouldn't be any BRC money left by the time you got there. And so, I moved that money, so I think between the current BRC money and what I move, there'll be, you know, ample opportunity to get a good amount of that. So we'll just see whether we can or not, how our applications stack up.
Okay.
What rural community in the state is in a position like we are that's already set aside millions of dollars? We're on the verge of forming a joint powers board. All of this kind of stuff, just waiting for some money to add to our pot so we can get to putting this fiber in the ground. And I guess my question is, are we going to be penalized because we're ahead of the curve because somebody else doesn't have the money?
I don't think so. I think we'll be. I think that'll benefit us, not hurt.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Big Piney's, no, I shouldn't say Big Piney, Sublette County's got the money. Let's give it to somebody else.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll have to just, you know, we're just got to keep plugging. And then on your, wildlife crossing issue, I have that in the CapCon bill until we went into the conference committee, and I lost that deal.
Well,
I think I perked the issue up a bit.
Lots of things going on. Good. And I was in a meeting with the BLM last Monday and talking about the fence, talking about some other issues, and they're talking about watershed issues. And they got three big-time watershed issues between Big Piney and LaBarge because of erosion. One's Dry Piney Birch Creek and then the Dry Basin. And so I said, why not, when we get ready to do that, why can't that be three underpasses there to handle the water and the wild game crossings? Because that's the expense, is putting those in. And they were not opposed to that. And so I'll bring that up with all the maps and everything, because we're meeting on the 12th here in this room at 9 o'clock. So if you would like to come,
yeah,
would love to have you, because the Game and Fish will be here. Is it Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah from the YDOT will be here.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about that among some other things.
Yeah, I might not be here the 12th.
Okay.
And there's some nonprofits out there that are providing money for these projects.
I haven't got to that point about what's going on, but the engineering, everything is done. All the counts are done. Gary Freelich sent me an email this morning, giving me some more numbers. And then the other night at the meeting, in the Lovett room, they were talking about the migration corridors and all of these things about what's going on. And I wasn't going to speak because I was sick. And then finally, Mr. Vickery, I had to say something. I had to stand up. And we kill more deer between Big Piney and LaBarge than we ever kill in the migration corridor. And it just seems like we need to work backwards, build the fence and protect them where they're going, right, versus trying to figure out a way to divert them or not divert them on their path. They'll find a way to get there, but we got to protect them once they get there. And they did it at Sage Junction. I think they've done it here in Pinedale. Now if we can do it, and between Big Piney and Kimmer, the Cumberland Flats deal is kind of in the same boat.
It is.
And but it's still money. It's still going to cost money.
It is, and I kind of got a... Of course, we'll have a new YDOT director, and I'm going to have to, like, lobby him now. But I think there's a commitment there at YDOT to put some money into this, so... We'll keep plugging. I'll get a hold
sure.
of you, and we'll try to get a meeting on this issue of just the wildlife crossing.
Right.
We're down there, and we'll try to get that going this spring.
And with Mike Schmidt being on the board,
yep.
I mean, it's home. He's right there.
Yep.
So that really helps. It really helps.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I guess any other issues you guys got? I mean, there were lots of controversial things. One issue, and I'll have to explain my vote tonight with my good Republican Party, but one issue was the election, kind of the whole issue around elections and how we have elections. And I didn't vote for the bill to change how you can change a party affiliation. And I just didn't. Right now you can change it at the polls.
At the polls.
And most people that I've talked to around want it to stay the same. But there's a faction that doesn't want it to stay the same. So. You guys got any thoughts?
No, just questions.
Go ahead.
How do you feel about measures taken on education funding?
We passed an ECA, and we also passed, which was another expense in the budget, we also passed a raise to state employees. And it basically boiled down to about a 2.1% increase in state employee raise, and we capped it at 80,000. So anybody that had a salary over 80,000 was capped at whatever it would be at 80,000. And the idea was to push more of that money down to the lower kind of the people that do the bulk of the work in the state. You can't forget the higher paid employees because some of them are very important in the state of Wyoming, but the idea was to provide more of it to the lower end. And that also went to community colleges and UW. And at the same time, we did an ECA of $18 million to schools. And we're still $300 million a year underwater in K-12 education funding. And that was that bill on taxing Walmart was to put money towards education, and it failed.
Tough. So education doesn't feel any stronger about their stable or future funding?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Other than they got an ECA, which means
yeah.
we just owe more.
Right.
We're going to have to pull more out of our piggy bank to
right.
pay for it.
Okay.
Anything else?
That was a good report.
Have you heard anything on the dean for the UW? Are they moving forward there?
They have a list of finalists, and I'm not privy to that, but I talked to people that have been privy to that, and they felt like they had some good applicants, and that's about all I know.
Okay. Well, appreciate your hard work, Alfred.
Yep.
Albert.
Thanks, Albert.
For stopping by.
You bet. No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. See
ya. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Well, Janice, we're a little bit behind, but would you like to...
She got good news.
Yeah. She's probably mad at me after the session.
No, yeah. I'm not. I appreciate all your hard work and your willingness to try to amend things to
kill
at least get them partly there. So, but I'm still glad that one failed. All right, Mr. Chairman, I have one abatement. The net for this week is, again, positive.
Ah.
The amount of just over $2,500, but as you see, that is a $2,000 plus or minus abatement.
Well, good. You keep on coming. You bring us good news.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. We didn't have to sign away any money. Okay, we I guess we have monthly reports. We have public comments. We have monthly reports on there before that. So, Commissioner Rawhauser, do you have anything to report?
Well, I just went to two meetings. One, well, actually, both of them with the BLM. One was with the land swap, and just kind of for my own understanding of what was going on, and I'll explain that at a later time.
Okay.
And then the BLM with the soil erosion and the game fence. And so just trying to put that meeting together, and more people are starting to come on board.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good progress.
I got to win something. I couldn't do it with my other project.
For a coach that never lost.
That's right. I'm trying to.
Okay. Commissioner Vickery.
I'm just kind of quiet right now.
Okay, good enough. Commissioner Noble.
Met with Matt and Mike and the other town attorneys to start the discussion on the joint power board. Matt has a draft, formal draft he sent out. We're waiting to hear back. The EDA turned down our grant for the broadband proposal that we have so far, for everybody to know. Doc and I toured Enviromedial.
Mm-hmm.
And I also joined in on the zoning meeting in the concerns of the fire water storage and suppression.
Okay.
And Mac had a question earlier on the broadband. I don't recall what it was, and I said I would. Do you remember?
Well,
I said I would answer it now.
The thing about it is we just signed another contract with a limit to the amount of money that we're going to give. And so at what point in time does this either
go or die?
I guess that's...
I think there's multiple answers. That one answer is we were waiting to see where Albert ended up with his realignment of the money and the broadband state coordinator bill seems to have went fine. That gives us another opportunity to reach that $3 million plus the other $7 million. For the outlying areas is why Albert did that.
So it kind of sounds like July.
Yeah,
sometime in July when.
And in conversations with Russ, he hasn't even put together the application for this grant yet. He's wording it and working on it as we speak. So as soon as he gets that application together, then Joanne and her team will submit on behalf of Sublet County. And we should know something shortly after that. And she is also digging in deeper on the engineering side of it to get some more solid numbers. And that's part of what the new contract was.
You got to help me here with numbers. And I know, Matt, you had a little laugh a while ago when I was saying this, because they're just dividing up the same pot of money and you're coming up with half. It doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
My math problem is, if you get half of $3 million and you get half of $7 million, is that more than getting half a 10? So and it's a trick question, because the answer is you get the same amount.
Here's the best way I can explain it is the 10 had a lot of stipulations. And the one was the 10-2. And now Albert got that moved. So each one of these grants, whether it's through the broadband council or business council, they each have different stipulations, and the one that Albert moved to the business council is for outlying areas and underserved areas.
Right.
So I think, without speaking much in Albert's behalf, is he was focusing on a different pot of money to get those outlying areas in two different grant formulations.
Which I think is good, because it, mm-hmm. it covers one of what our one of our stated needs were, and that mm-hmm. is we want to get the outlying areas.
Exactly.
But I mean, I'm trying to get it in my mind that there's not really more money out
no.
there. There's
no.
just the same amount of money, and the maximum we could expect to get if everything went right looks like to be $5 million.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world.
Okay. And in my conversations with Russ, and I've mentioned this earlier, Russ feels like we're in alignment, and he actually said we are 10 years ahead of anybody else in the county or state, county-wise, as far as being prepared and ready and what we're going to do with it. So,
well, and I think getting back to Mac's question, looking at that, those funding sources from those grants, $10 million, if we get best case scenario, $5 million, with what Albert just said, the money's not available or won't be potentially available to July 1st when laws become effective. Going back to your question, when can we expect to have an answer? Are we going to get that money? Does the wheel start turning July 1st? Are we still going to be talking about this in November?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that was
point. And part of it is Russ didn't have his application together.
See, my biggest fear is...
But that's
We run out of money again.
Yeah, we run out of money again. And then we say, well, we need another $50,000.
And on that concern, we're watching those vouchers very closely. We canceled the Friday calls because they do add up.
Mm-hmm.
And any just conversation that's not necessary has been stopped.
We got to keep that at the forefront, because the concern is you keep getting led along and mm-hmm. along and postdated, and all. In the process, you could be spending money. We told, you know, you've got to have this in mind to enhance your mm-hmm. grant application, find out, well, the grant application.
And that's the same story we give to the Joint Powers Board.
So just know that there is concern that we don't just keep going down that road.
Agreed completely. Yeah. Same concern.
So I'm going to leave this discussion with this thought. I think as long as we're in this discussion with broadband, just back up and know that several counties are going to pay the biggest share if it's going to happen, period. That's what I believe.
Well, what we had decided with the previous commission.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what do you know?
I don't know much.
Okay. What we had decided was we would put up no more than 50%.
I understand that.
Now, in my school, 50% is not the majority. So I'll take your bet.
Okay, but I'm talking about the number. The big number, when it's all said and done, we're only going to put up $5-6 million or whatever that number was. That number will escalate, because when the thing comes in, we're going to say, well, we can't get this. Well, we sure as hell want this. So in order for us to get it, we're going to up our ante.
No.
Okay. Point taken. We'll see.
Okay.
So. The expectation is at the end of this CTC contract, December 31st, we'll know, right, we'll know whether it's going to move forward.
I would have to agree by December if we don't know something.
There's two parts to that contract. December doesn't bother me. It's when the $30,000 runs out.
Yeah.
Now, if we could keep going on $30,000 to December, I have no problem waiting. But if we're out of $30,000 by June and we're still going, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My guess is that will occur.
I'm concerned. I share your concern. Anything else?
No, that was my report. I'm done.
The only thing I have to report is I did go with Commissioner Noble and toured Environmedial, which I thought was a very impressive opportunity and outfit. And Commissioner Rawhauser and myself will be going to Casper tomorrow to appear before the Wyoming Business Council to speak on behalf of this grant application for Sublette County with Environmedial. So that's all I have. Now, public comment. Can't have it. Look at it. I need to take it home. Wendy?
I don't know. With all the coughing going on around here,
I don't know.
Stay very long.
Well, I was going to have Tom run the meeting today, but I had to come. So.
That's appreciated.
I don't have much. We canceled our workshop for the 9th. We just aren't ready. We have too much information yet to gather. Our regular meeting has been rescheduled to the 14th at 5 p.m. Here instead of the 20th. Dave is looking into a lot of different things for us. He's been a godsend. We're looking at our fee schedule a little bit, see if there's something there. We're looking at a couple good options for continuing coverage or restarting coverage on the south end of the county for at least on weekends. Dr. Fitzsimmons has indicated that he would be more than happy to help out down there. So there's a couple options for that. Dave has spoken with I. Bailey and is getting some information from them pertaining to a smaller possible fog going forward. We're just gathering information. We're not breaking ground. I've spoken with Lorraine Werner, so she's excited to come and help us, she said. We also are talking with the Sublet Center, and I think Dave has a meeting with them on the 20th, so there's maybe a little pushback there, but we'll have our meeting and go from there. And I think that's all I have.
Well, appreciate the update. And,
sure.
Best wishes moving forward. I think Dave's made a significant contribution already.
He has. He most definitely has.
Okay.
Glad to have him. So that's all I have.
Okay. Anybody else? Albert, do you want more time?
Just if you have questions, I'll
yeah. I don't think so for now. But we got time to think about it. If that's, you guys got nothing else, we'll adjourn for lunch. And Mike and Matt certainly appreciate you being here. Feel better with counsel. Thank you.
Okay.